fucking A. Hey,
God,
man.
Fucking. All right, what can we say that we'll...
We can't
so,
talk about things that will incriminate us.
Get the bomb?
Huh?
You got the bomb?
Yeah, I got the bomb, man. It's going off.
It's going off. Hey, fuck you. All right.
Who's listening? For what research is this?
This is for... at LIU, they have... I got something from the university, which I'll give to you. I'll give you the number, and you can see if you can get it. It's... you get... $10 and a half an hour phone call, but they must be a native speaker to anywhere in the country. And it's for computers so that they can, so that for voice recognition. So that the computer can understand.
Human voice.
Yeah, any, you know.
All different tones. So they
anybody.
They merge everybody's together at the end
right,
and it comes out. And
it comes
out. We're contributing
and
here.
And our little accents will...
We'll merge into
together.
The bowl.
So, anyway.
Sounds good.
So
we can bullshit for half an hour.
Right, we can bullshit for half an hour. I don't know if we'll have enough to bullshit it. Well, we can talk about Michael. I mean, that'll take up a half an hour. It was nice. I had a great time with him here.
Yeah.
And we had a very, it was very good. I feel like we're friends.
Yeah, that's great. He was on a very, high moment there.
Yeah, no. And then I turned him on to computer internet stuff.
Right.
I mean, I sort of, and then we communicated, and he told me about his separation,
Right.
So is that still happening? Is that
Yeah, it's still kind of happening.
Yeah?
I don't know.
You mean you've talked about this before? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Right.
You've had this conversation.
Well,
all right, that's all right.
No, we can touch over the basic points here.
What's happening? He wants to take all of his I wrote him back a letter that was I felt bad because the guy was he said he felt good about it or something, or he was sort of, and I was a little bit light about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I was sort of saying, you know, how I was kind of enjoying his situation vicariously because sort of I wasn't going to give him any advice or any kind of, you know, whatever. I mean, I wasn't going to tell him any, I mean, what am I? But that I enjoyed the situation because he was, you know, there was sort of sex and, you know.
Yeah, did he tell you about this?
Breaking and all these things. I mean, it was very, you know, emotional and you know, I mean, it was sort of like exciting. You know, just read about somebody else's life and not have to, you know,
go through
it.
Yes, that's it. I think that's what we kind of do at this age, David.
Yeah.
We kind of, like, latch on. Like, I have this assistant, Cecilia, who's...
Right.
25. She's still a virgin, but she doesn't want to be anymore.
Oh,
so
God.
She's trying to deal, but she's very beautiful, and so she's dealing with all this kind of these physical kind of emotions, and she's close to this guy, but not close enough. And now she's so I'm sort of this person who she confides all this stuff to, and
I'm horrible. That's a terrible position to be in.
Well,
I did not want that, but I think you like that. So
well, I kind of like it, but it's kind of been like. It's been a test for me as well.
Yeah, all right.
Just sort of keep this distance and
not
get absorbed into this thing.
Right.
But I'm kind of seeing, she's in Germany right now. I'm kind of seeing what's going to happen there.
Yeah.
But that's kind of like something that where I'm not so much, I'm sort of taking this distance more.
Mm-hmm.
And just what you said before, you kind of all these turmoils of what seems to be so much youth, you know, being younger, and you just sort of see people play it all out.
Well, I don't think that's in Michael's case. I mean, I think in Michael's case, I mean, it's very real kind
of. Oh yes,
you know, not a.
It's a lot of stuff.
It's not
that,
a sort of
a lot of stuff
virginal.
Yeah, no. It's a lot of stuff that just hasn't. It's coming up after many years of, you know, him and Jenny always got along so good. They never fought, and it was just kind of all. Something was suspicious there for years.
Oh, I see.
That those
he's not the most expressive. Or
no, and she isn't either.
Yeah.
So together they just like, they never really there was a sensitivity level that was so high that they always got so, they never really let themselves be angry with each other through all the years. They never allowed that hostility to come out, because they're both so sensitive that they sort of just swallowed it, I guess.
Right. Oh, I see.
So there's a lot of built up. Michael says they're still friends and everything, but
I just
think there needs to be some space there for them.
Yeah.
And for them.
But what about the kids? How they got two kids? What are they gonna, you know, how does that work out?
Well, those two kids have been educated by them, and in this world there in Albuquerque, they're very actually very mature in certain ways. I think that it'd be more exciting for them if they were seeing their parents sort of doing something with a whole new energy, because there's a real stagnant energy there for a little.
But does he really? I mean, does he really want to like just go off and take a bus down to South America or something?
I don't really know what he's going to do.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
He's fixing up this. He's got all these. I don't think it's going to be that long on the road. I just think that this idea of the trip should be a stepping stone so that he gets out of the life he's in right now.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's going to last all that long. But it may last up to a half a year.
Oh, the trip?
Yeah.
And where's he going to go?
I don't know. I don't even think that's relevant.
Right. Right.
I think what's relevant is he gets that out of his system.
Right.
And then he goes on from there to to maybe settling in some other place, and it connects him up with a whole new vibe.
Right.
That he's not in right now.
Yeah, but how about like children, child support, you know, so forth and so on.
I know, there's the whole material side of all this and making it work and
But whatever. All right. I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah. So do you have internet, Jeff? I mean, do you have
Yes, I do. I'm on CompuServe.
So am I. On that. But let me give you my address, all right?
Yeah.
I like to write letters to people. You don't have to write me back. I'm sort of into this. Do you use it a lot?
No, I only use it because I...
for work, I mean? You know,
for work, for my business colleagues. We send each other messages all the time.
Right, so I guess it's no...
The thing is, I'm on that damn computer all day. I don't like to play with it at night.
Uh-huh, right.
But I should...
See, I'm not. I'm like somebody who's... I don't work on it.
It's
so,
a tool that I'm around too much of the day.
Right. That's what Jerry is. Jerry has no interest in it.
She says the same thing.
Yeah. She's totally not. I'm the one that's sort of into it. I don't spend time on it during the day.
So that at night it's sort of this recreation.
Right. Yeah. It's different. I have a different relationship to it.
It's cool to have that kind of relationship.
But it's nice to have the email, though. I mean, just to have it.
Yeah, I'm okay.
You know, like,
what is your?
I want to send. All right, D. Allen.
Just a minute. Oh, I'm looking under A. D. Hold on. Okay, email is D. Allen.
D. Allen.
A. L. L. A. N.
Right. At. Hornet. H-O-R-N-E.
At is that upside down funny thing,
that,
right?
That, yeah, right. That's above the two.
Exactly. Hornet.
At Hornet. Dot. L-I-U net.
L-I-U net.
Dot. E-D-U.
Is that at the, that's in your house?
Right, but it's through the university.
Right, oh, yeah, through the university,
so
right.
So
D-A-L-L-A-N at hornet.linet.edu.
Yeah, right. No spaces.
Yes, no spaces.
Okay.
I don't have my CompuServe ID number anywhere in my head.
Oh, your address, you mean?
Yeah.
But isn't it J. Dietrich at comp, you know. All right, I can even guess.
They have
directory.
Directory there.
All right. But okay. Well, if you send me just a hello.
Right.
It'll be on your address. Will be on there.
Yeah, I'll do that.
It's automatic.
I just got over this. I just had this this amazing event that just ended.
What?
On Marco Island in Florida, I had all of the factories from all over Europe and the U.S. Converge down there, and all the representatives come up from Latin America. There was this 5 days product training seminar.
Wow, that must have been a heavy
Oh, my God. I'm still reeling from the whole thing.
Wow.
And it was a major, major, I mean, the logistics.
Yeah.
And, but it went real well. I can't even, everybody was super happy, and they said the organization was fantastic, and we had all this entertainment. I had this merengue band come in from Miami, a 14-piece merengue band, on the big night, the big social event night, and they were fantastic. And they had, you know, they had all the, that was totally hysterical.
Yeah.
This guy, Tony Tati was his name.
Yeah.
And he has the CD out here and stuff. You know? And he's this entertainer. Not only does he play merengue, but he got all of the women from all the representatives up in front, you know, as they're playing this merengue.
Daddy.
Yeah? Going to bed? Okay.
Is that Karin?
That was Karin, yeah.
Okay.
And then all the women were lining up, and each one had to go out and dance. I mean, just this crazy.
Oh, great.
It was a riot. It was a riot. But
so what did you? Who was there? Who was?
All of the salespeople from the different. I had countries down to levels like Jamaica, Suriname, Trinidad.
Oh wow!
I had every country on the south. I had every country. I had Nicaragua.
Every representative.
And every representative. Yep.
Wow.
In some countries, two or three people. There were 60 some people there.
Wow.
It was an incredibly big event.
Wow. And the brass from Switzerland was there? Or?
Yeah, from Switzerland, Germany, London, New York.
Wow.
Oh. Let me kiss this girl goodnight.
Yeah, yeah.
Good night. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
She's how old is
Two.
Two?
Two and a few.
Yeah,
she was
great.
June 16th. 2 and 2 months.
So you, so that was. I mean, it was nice that it was not too far away that you were able to.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't have to do it from afar.
Well, however, the other years that we did these, it was in one of the countries where the representative hosted it.
They did the majority
of the logistics, and I just cruised in off the plane and then kind of ran it a little bit.
Right.
This year it was all the details. Like there was no one to lean on.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was tiring, I tell you.
Yeah. Well, that must be kind of fun, though. I mean, I think that's kind of
There was a part.
Because, I mean, it's creative, and that you've got to, and you're dealing with people, and you've got to make it all. And then it's sort of like a drama or a theater. You know, you've got to get all the details,
right?
Get it together and make it all happen, and then it happens, and you don't know if it's going to be a success or failure. You know, I mean, you know, you never know. This chance comes into play. Could be a
hurricane. It was full of all those things.
I mean, that's. I don't know.
Not boring, I know.
Yeah.
I'm just consumed, though, to such a degree. That
but then it's over, and then you can
then it's
back,
over.
Right?
I just go back to a week's worth of faxes and all this other pressure at the office.
Yeah.
I never feel that things ever kind of... I haven't had breathing space for a couple of months now.
Yeah.
That's what I feel.
Well.
But there's a lot of work. It's really busy.
Yeah.
But...
So, how about do you ever hear of Summit Technology anymore? Or the
I'm not
laser.
Yeah, no, I don't. I haven't been. I have a
that's
product
a,
guy. I had this guy from Switzerland who's working these products. I haven't been to one of those ophthalmology congresses in ages.
Yeah.
So
anyway,
have you? What about?
I sold it, but
you sold it.
Yeah.
Have you followed it still?
Yeah,
since?
It's still. It's there's another FDA.
It still has not been finally approved.
It hasn't been. It's been conditionally approved a year ago, and the stock seems to move on this sort of
on this
approvals
new.
And stuff. So the question is, will people? You know, there is a population that will have this done, and how, you know, exactly how good is it? Some people think that, well, it'll be good, but then you'll still have to wear glasses at night. It's not like totally, it doesn't seem to me it's something you have the operation and then that's it forever. You're completely free. Throw them away. Never think about it again. It doesn't quite give you that. Sometimes.
I lost my glasses again.
Oh, yeah.
Like the third time in 2 years.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Maybe you're a candidate.
I hate the damn thing.
Yeah, you, there you go. You'll be on the commercial. I lost my glasses for the third time. I hate these things. Hey, throw them away.
Why? Throw them away forever.
Just throw them away. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. So, anyway.
Well, they're being, they're, that surgery's been done all over the place except for the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
In Europe and all over South America.
Right, right.
You know what?
But I don't know if
Summit sold
it's not exactly that kind, though, is it?
Yes.
It's exactly
the Summit, it's the excimer laser.
From Summit Technology?
Well, there are, all the excimer lasers are the new technology. There's four or five of them.
Yeah.
But interestingly enough, is the representative from El Salvador told me last time he was up here that that Summit, exactly the company Summit,
yeah,
sold an excimer laser in El Salvador.
Really?
They're $500,000. That,
yeah,
that country can afford something like that. And all the two or three ophthalmologists pooled together.
Wow.
I mean, and if a country like that is investing in a $500,000 instrument just to do this,
right,
it's
right,
phenomenal.
Right, right. Well, you can. I mean, it's once it's done, it's very easy to do. I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah, it's 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It's just the electricity of running the thing.
Right.
Because there's nothing.
Right.
There's no hardware.
Right. So anyway, I don't know. I didn't know. I got a little nervous. You know, it's about where I sold it. I sold the Merck one.
You sold those Mercs,
yeah,
when they were pretty high.
Yeah.
That's good. I haven't sold mine.
Yeah, it's gone up a little. I mean, it's whatever. Hold on,
yeah,
to it. Doesn't matter. I don't know. So. And anyway, that's fine. So what's so let me tell you, let's see what's going on here.
What's going on with
up
you
in New York? Well,
New York, you guys had some hot, dry weather.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's been. It's, yeah, we're going through a drought. We're really beginning to have a drought now. And
this is the wettest summer since we moved here.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Hurricanes blowing by all the time, not
right,
quite hitting us.
Right. You got one down by Puerto Rico now.
Right. It's a huge one.
Yeah, it was pretty. Yeah, the summer was. New York was. It was a really hot, hot, humid summer, like really long. And I don't have any air conditioning here. It was kind of stuff. But yes, we went to the Jersey Shore last week. We're down there at Long Beach Island. You know, the whole
mm-hmm.
thing with Jerry's family, and then we went up to last weekend we went to a friend's, one of Emily's friends. His father's a surgeon, very rich guy, I guess, and he has a house on a lake in Poconos.
Mm.
And it's beautiful, really nice. It was great. Went to, took Emily to the, I'm on vacation now, sort of between semesters. So.
That's nice.
No, so I took Emily today. I had a nice, really nice day. We went up to Harriman State Park, which is about an hour drive out of the city. It's really beautiful. It's this just really huge state park with lakes, and we just went off on a trail, and there was nobody around. It's great. It's really nice. You know, I don't know how many acres, but it's good.
It's nice.
And what else is going on? When were you here last?
A couple of months ago when I had that weekend with you.
Yeah, I can't remember. Well, Jerry has had, in the last year, two miscarriages.
Oh, she has?
Yeah.
Another one?
Yeah, she had another one. So
wow.
Yeah. Oh. And then we're going through the, she's sort of in charge of this, but she's, you know, going through the medical bills.
Going
it's
through the medical?
Everything's sort of like, it's like nightmare number one, and then it's like you go through the second nightmare, but
right,
it's like this whole, like, they won't pay for, you know, like in the insurance we have, it doesn't cover abortion, but this wasn't really abortion, you know, it's like a miscarriage. But
right.
You have, you know, you have to get in touch with the insurance company and all this shit. So that's drag. And yeah. Anyway, that's I guess nothing special. No, got my computer. I don't know if I had a computer when you were here.
Yeah, you were.
Like I was getting into it, right?
You were close to buying.
I was. Yeah, I got that. Got a computer. So that's been eating up. I mean, I never had it. I never had the whole experience, or I didn't know anything about it. So I've been spending a lot of time, sort of.
Cool.
Yeah. Did you remember when you got the thing for the first time and were? I don't know.
Well,
you go
it was
that
always so connected as this
as
tool
work.
To work. I mean,
right.
I'm very fast at it for all this, for what I use them for. I mean, I'm totally plugged into them.
Right. Right.
And like with this business I have on the side, just producing all the documents, invoices, packing lists,
right.
and faxes, and all that stuff. I mean, it's just like it's just down to a sort of a. There's a level of efficiency I've
right.
gotten into it.
Right, right.
Sometimes it feels real good, you know.
Yeah.
I even make the address labels and the packing
right.
slips and the address
yes.
labels. I make them real big
all
letters
right.
and all that. And
yeah.
It's just sometimes, like there was the other night, I had to make the shipment and I had boxes out there and I did invoices, packing lists, the fax to the freight forwarder, and the address labels all within like 15 minutes or something.
Right.
Because I have it all down. I have these addresses stored, and I have these invoices of the same product.
Yeah.
This was another one of the same products. So you just have it all automated, so you just have to make minor changes, and
right.
voila, you have the whole thing done.
Right.
Those kind of stuff. I mean, sometimes it feels real good that you're so
yeah.
kind of linked into it.
Yeah. What I do is I will go on the internet. I'm trying to figure the whole thing out.
Right.
And I guess I'm wasting a fair amount of time. I mean, it's just one of the things though to have what I have from what I do is this. I guess it's called a listserv, and it's for English as a second language teachers from all over the world.
Right.
And they write in messages.
Yeah.
And topics come up. It's like this. What it is, it's a discussion. That's sort of everyday discussion of people writing in on different things that deal with ESL.
Right.
What, you know, could be anything. And there are different groups. Like, one is all for jobs. So one, I get jobs coming in and what jobs all over the world there are in ESL. And I mean, it's kind of fun. I mean, and you get to, and sort of, I mean, just whatever. It can be in any area of it. So that's, and, you know, people write in from Korea.
I should find out what the bird watching networking is like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, exactly. There you go. People would, you know,
I should really spend some time on that.
Yeah.
See what's
oh,
going
yeah.
on.
Just spotted a, you know.
Right, just spotted a rare vagrant.
Yeah, right. There's an unusual migration happening.
Right.
You can catch it, you know.
I should tune into that.
Right. Right.
It's just I have to start doing that.
Except it takes up time, you know.
Yeah, it does take time.
And it takes time. And you
I'm staring into that screen all day.
Yeah, right. You don't want to. Yeah.
But I like the idea.
Yeah, that's sort of fun. And that's the one. I bought 300 shares of a company, a $1,000 basically, a company that you can sort of talk like on a telephone through the internet,
mm-hmm.
so you don't pay any charge. You know, this might be useful for you, actually, because if you want to talk to people
right.
over the internet, you wouldn't, and it wouldn't cost you anything. You know, it would be the cost of a local phone call.
Right.
Of course, I guess your company pays for it, so you don't care. But it, you know, something to think about. I mean, it's just coming out now.
It's just bypassing the long-distance phone company.
Exactly. Right. So we'll see how long it lasts before there's some sort of regulation or some, I mean, people are trying to, it was something else I do. So on CompuServe, they've got something called INV Forum, Investment Forum, where people sort of, you know.
Right, they get some hints. And
yeah,
and things
I'm sure there's a lot of plants and people who work for them and, you know, whatever. They spread phony things. But so that's one, I don't know. So that's one of the things. And, you know, people are sort of speculating on how the phone companies and so forth will be able to cash in on this or how they'll be able to. Because it's all running on phone lines anyway.
Right.
And are you planning to come to New York anytime? You got any New York?
It's funny, I haven't been traveling that much the last few months. I have now another employee. I have three people now working.
Oh, my God.
Three people working for
me. Wow. Who are the other two people?
Stefano Fumasoli came from Switzerland with his family.
Uh-huh.
He's a very good old friend of mine. And I just hired this Puerto Rican histotechnologist.
Histotechnologist?
Yeah. There's a product line that Leica has of all these tissue processing and microtomes. They cut these thin samples. You know, they have to look at things under a microscope, especially hospitals. Like they take biopsies. They go in and you might have like a susceptible. They think you might have a cancer on your stomach or something.
Right.
They go in there and they take a sample of your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Then they put it in this freezing chamber and this super thin blade comes down and cuts it. That's called a cryostat, which Leica sells. And then they prepare it and stain it and fix it and embed it in wax and cut it on this knife, and then they put it under the slide and look at the cells.
Right.
So all that instrumentation that goes along with that Leica cells. And we hired a guy now to be responsible in Latin America for that product line. Those people who do that kind of stuff are called histotechnologists.
Oh, I see.
Histo, meaning tissue.
I see.
Histology, study of tissue.
I see. So, he's a histotechnologist, but he's a representative, basically, or he's going to go around
and give technical support to all
the
representatives.
I see, yeah. And he's based in Florida?
Yeah, he's based. He works in my office with me.
Right.
Yeah, he's another member of the office now.
Wow.
And so I haven't been traveling. I've been delegating a lot of trips to these people.
Oh, that's good, I guess.
I'm traveling less, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
But there's a lot more work.
Right.
The big thing that's blowing up now is this used instrumentation. I've become the garbage man for the Leica USA.
Uh-huh.
Didn't I tell you about that?
No.
No. Oh, that's an interesting thing that's happened. I'm now authorized. I've worked it out that my company that I have is now...
The company, you mean the one that used to sell binoculars and whatever?
The video systems, this DMI medical thing.
Oh, but this is separate from Leica.
Yeah, but it's now being integrated, and it's permitted by Leica that it exists. And what it's doing is the Leica USA organization has this huge warehouse of obsolete, used demo instruments.
Right.
And I'm buying them and reselling them in Latin America. It's a gold mine opportunity.
Wow,
right
man,
now.
You must be making like millions of bucks.
No, I'm not making that much.
It in, right?
No, but there's a couple sweet deals that have
coming
around here.
Yeah.
But it's taken. You know, it's just.
That's great. That's
but it's,
great.
It's an interesting. It's actually quite. There's.
But they're not, and so they don't. They're not worried about your...
Well, the U.S. market's the most important market. And the shareholders are super concerned because of the inventory value that USA has. And they want them to lower that warehouse cost and warehouse space.
Oh, I see.
And they don't want the U.S. organization to sell that off to the U.S. dealerships.
I see.
Because their most important market is the U.S. So
they'd
love to dump it into a second priority market.
Ah.
So they prefer to deal...
But here you are there like a representative of South America by your putting your energy towards sort of your own private profit of something that
you can't
could
find,
be sold.
You can't find very many companies in the world that would allow that kind of a situation. And I'm taking it for a ride because I don't know how long it'll last.
Right.
It may not last more than another 6 months because it's pretty weird.
Yeah.
Here it is. I'm the director, regional director of all these countries,
right?
Which have to put all my efforts into the marketing of the new products.
Yeah.
And here I have this company I'm allowed to have to sell reconditioned products to the same dealers. And there's a contradiction in that.
Right. There definitely
but
is.
Leica's management hasn't seen that yet.
I mean, it's so obvious.
Well,
that, like,
let them
look here. You can buy this new one for $100,000, or you can buy one that I think is just as good,
right?
For $50,000 or whatever. I don't know, whatever half price.
There's
and which one do you want?
Well, there's definitely this
Huh.
Well, it's I just hope that it goes on another year or so.
Yeah.
I'm not counting on this for going on forever.
Right.
But that